Welcome to the Pet Owner Diary Podcast, a show about helping you become a better pet parent. In each episode, we deliver raw, honest, funny, and insightful advice on how to be a great pet parent for any type of pet. Now, here's your host, America's Pet Owner Coach, Janelle Young.
Welcome back to the Pet Owner Diary Show. My name is Tay Shoemaker, and I'll be your co-host today. So when you're hearing this, Women's Month will be over, but all month long, we've been honoring amazing women within the pet community. And to finish Women's Month, we have a powerhouse of a woman joining us today. Pet treats are a great way to bond with, assist with training, and praising our pets. But there's so many to choose from, and almost all advertise themselves as the best or the most healthy for our pets. So how can we know which to trust and which might not be the best? Just like we care about what we put into our bodies, we take the same care for our fur babies. And someone who knows the struggle of the pet treat world and decided to make a difference about it is today's guest, Treasure Crocker, the founder of Pawstree's All Natural Pet Treats. Welcome, Treasure. How are you today?
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me. I am doing well. My day honestly really just got like really, really started. Like, no, I didn't wake up at like 2 o'clock, I promise. But like, no, like just getting like into the work of things. My work day just like really started for me, which is kind of odd for most people because they're like, you know, my day starts at 9 o'clock. Like, yeah, it's life of an entrepreneur. It starts whenever, you know, I want it to. So, but no,
I feel that.
It's going good. How are you today?
Good. Yeah. I mean, I will admit I got up at like 12:30 my time. So I feel it.
Oh, that's okay.
When you run your own business, you can do whatever you want.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. So let's just get into this because I have a lot to ask you about and a lot to talk about. So you have a very interesting story. You used to be a vet technician before you opened your business. Did you ever see yourself running a pet treat company back when you were a vet tech?
Honestly, no. And it's funny. I could, you know, I've always had a passion for animals since I was maybe like 5 or 6. And then, of course, that led into me wanting to aspire to be a veterinarian. And then, of course, me being a vet tech, you know, kind of halfway there. But I always kind of wanted to have kind of like a side passion with animals. I just couldn't really figure out what it was. I was like, well, you know, maybe clothes. But then I'm like, yeah, I can't sew. I don't really know how that's going to work. And then someone's like, oh, maybe like collars or things like that. I'm like, oh, I don't know. And then, you know, then one little incident happened and now we have a business. So, yeah.
Right. And I read your story on the website. That's pawstree's.com. If you are interested and curious, go check that out. And I think it's brilliant. You really are a great example of, all right, I'll just do it myself. And I think that's wonderful. For our listeners, was there something that made you want to bake your own dog treats? Like, what happened?
Yes. So back in 2018, I have two dogs, Chase and Bash. They're actually father and son, which is hilarious because Aww. If you see them, you would think like the total opposite, like because Bash is bigger than Chase is. So a lot of people assume that Bash is the dad. but yes, it was I believe it was early fall. Chase started losing weight because he wasn't eating. He started developing hot spots. And I was like, what's going on? So I take him to work, I get an allergy test done, and it turns out that he has a gluten and a poultry allergy. And I'm just like, you know, it's kind of odd. You know, nothing was really new. So I was like, wait, I was like, I did just get some treats from the store. So I was like, wow. So I'm looking at the treats. And of course, you know, half of the ingredients, I'm like, I don't know what any of this is. and so then from there, I was just like, well, now I really have to, it's not that I don't trust store products, but I would rather make a product where I know what's going into, you know, the product versus me having to guess, you know, right. or have to Google, you know, what these things are. So I started making my own treats. Everything is all natural, gluten-free, obviously, because both of my dogs have a gluten and a poultry allergy. So, yes.
Wow. Yeah. So specifically, what were some of the things you were struggling with when looking for, you know, treats for Chase that wouldn't flare up his allergies?
So it's funny because Chase and Bash are both father and son, so they have the same set of allergies. Mm-hmm. And they are two different dogs, right? Bash is the baby, and they're both very spoiled, but Bash's palate, I will say, is very, I like to consider it as bougie, so he doesn't really eat everything that you give him. And Chase is more like, yeah, I'll eat everything, you know? Is that really what you do? So I was like, let me just test this. I literally tried to give him, I think it was like either a piece of paper or a piece of tape, like just to see, like, are you just really just want to just eat everything that's in front of your face? And he tried to eat it. I said, okay. But having to, you know, look for treats for Chase, I also had to figure out treats for Bash. And the treats that I bought for Chase were not the treats that I bought for Bash, because Bash wouldn't like the same treats. And it's costly to have to, you know, buy multiple things of different varieties. So just finding something that, one, he will like, two, finding all natural ingredients. And when I mean all natural, I really mean all natural, no processed anything, no colors, no fillers, no nothing. And that's really something that I struggled with when going to the pet store, because even though a brand may consider themselves to be all natural, you turn the package around and it's like, oh, you know, but it's like, you know, red dye, color 40 or something.
Right.
Like, oh, well, that's not, you know, so just finding treats that were gluten-free at the time, because there weren't really a lot of gluten-free products in the store.
Right.
Finding gluten-free products and just finding something that I knew would really contribute to their like proper nutrition. You know, sometimes they eat, you know, a little, I won't say junk food. Like, what is that to a dog, right? But, you know, something that will add to their a proper nutrition for their diet.
Right. Yeah. And so was there anything you noticed with the more processed treats that like really made you concerned? And you finally just, you know, sat down and were like, I'm just going to do my own research on healthy alternatives.
Yeah, I think just because, you know, all of the major brands of treats, we're not going to say, you know, their names or anything like
that.
No. but, you know, a lot of major brands of treats claim to be healthy, or they have different additives. And I'm just like, you know, I really believe that, even though, yes, my dogs are pets, right? But I think that they deserve to have, you know, healthy snack options, just like we do.
Of course.
That's something that you don't really find in a general, you know, pet store, or, you know, what is it called? A chain like store. But
yeah,
it's hard to find, especially for, I'm not going to say, you know, cheaper products, you know, aren't healthy, but 9 times out of 10, you know, it's like, oh, like, why is it so, why are these all natural treats like $3, you know?
Right.
I don't know. So yeah, just being able to find something that I know would benefit my dog, to where we won't have to be running back and forth to the vet, getting allergy tests done to figure out like, oh, are these good? So yes.
Right.
Like, let me just make my own treats.
Yeah. And no, that, I mean, the one thing you said about, how, you know, the more processed treats are a lot cheaper. And I think one of the main reasons that people struggle with giving their pets the all natural or the more bougie treats, as I guess we can call them, is really just the price. Because not everybody has the money to really invest in, you know, healthy food or healthy treats for their animals. But your products are, I would say, very reasonable.
Yeah. And, you know, it's, I try to, and it's funny because, you know, we've been in business since 2018. And so over time, a lot of our, you know, treat packaging has changed, even the shape of the treats, you know, have changed. And I was like, you know, I really want to not only be able to offer, you know, pets and even pet parents with just the comfort of knowing that they are getting, you know, healthy, delicious treats, but also the packaging in which, you know, the treats are in, it's eco-friendly. So the jars are able to be reused and recycled, as well as the packaging that it ships to you in. So whether it's a box or a bubble mailer, everything is eco-friendly. And that does incorporate into the cost, but it's like, okay, you're able to keep the jar after, you know what I mean? So yeah, I think it's reasonably priced for glass products. I don't know.
No, it definitely is. Especially, I used to work at a big box pet store, and the amount of times people would come in with, you know, their pets have allergies, and they were looking for something that we recommended, almost always, you know, management would be like, recommend them, you know, this expensive thing. And people would be like, no, I'm just going to get the cheaper version. Even if the cheaper version wasn't that good. So I understand that struggle. We do have to take a quick little break here, so we'll be right back with Treasure Crocker from Pastry's All Natural Pet Treats.
At Nava Pets, we know how important your furry companions are. So, we want to help keep them happy and healthy. Our organic hemp products are specially formulated to enhance the well-being of your beloved pet. But don't worry, our hemp supplements don't contain any of the psychedelic stuff. So, your animal will receive all the health benefits and still be the pet you know and love. Your furry friend is sure to enjoy the organic pet hemp tincture, which infuses anti-inflammatory plant properties and omega fatty acids, providing for a more mobile and energetic pet while also assisting with any chronic pain or medical conditions your pet may be experiencing. Our hemp products also give a natural calming effect, perfect for the continuous barkers or those stressed out cats. We also offer a range of flavors, including bacon, peanut butter, and salmon. What's not to love? At NavaPets.com, you can spoil your pet with goodness. Treat your pet like they treat you.
Welcome back, pet family. We are here talking today with Treasure Crocker of Pastry's All Natural Pet Treats. And we were talking about a little bit about their business journey and what made her want to start baking her own pet treats. And what I wanted to get into is more of the processed treats, because I don't think a lot of people actually know the benefits of all natural treats, and kind of maybe not the benefits, but the less healthy or helpful things that are in processed treats. So, Treasure, what are some of the common ingredients that you see in more processed big box treats that you know are not very good for our pets?
Of course. I'm sorry. Now my dogs they do this every time. If you hear them, I'm sorry. Whenever I'm on a call or anything, they are completely quiet. But then as soon as I jump on, they're like, oh, we have to fight and, you know, make a lot of noise. So like if you hear the little tippy, their little nails on the floor, we have hardwood floors. Okay, guys.
You're all good. We love pets, so it's fine if they're in the background.
So as far as ingredients, I would say anything that's kind of artificial. So like corn syrup or artificial colors. A lot of some maybe like peanut butter brands carry xylitol, which is very toxic to dogs. People like really have to be mindful when they're looking for things like that. Excessive salt. Honestly, anything that maybe you can't pronounce or you have no idea what it is and you have to Google like, what is this? You know, this name is a little long. I feel like if you have to do that, then it's probably not the most healthy.
Right. It's like our own food. You know, when you go to the grocery store and you look on the back of your food and the first ingredient is something that like you cannot pronounce and you've never heard of. It's probably not the best for you. So it's the exact same for our pets, basically. Mm-hmm. And why do you think larger companies use these types of ingredients, even though they've been proven to not be the best or even harmful for pets?
If I had to guess, I would say maybe just to increase the shelf life of the product. That would really be like, because mind you, I don't really know the reason, but if I really had to guess, I would think that it would be to to maybe increase the product shelf life, because a lot of, you know, treats nowadays are able to stay on the shelf or you know, they don't go bad until like a year or two after. And that's right. Because of the extra additives and fillers and things that they do add to the treats, as well as maybe, I don't want to sit and like necessarily say to cut costs on certain things, but that may also be, you know, a reason. Maybe right. If they, if you look on the back of some treats and maybe like, oh, like chicken byproduct, or, mm-hmm. you know, if it's a, if it's supposed to be a beef treat, but then you turn it around and then like the first three ingredients are like beef, chicken, and pork. It's like, wait a minute. I'm gonna feel like, is this not a beef treat? Why are these other proteins in it?
Right.
So I would maybe, you know, that would be the reason. And just, you know, honestly, I'm not completely sure, but those would be my guesses if I had to take one.
Right. And I think I would agree with you that those would be my main guesses. The main one for me was, you know, pricing, but I actually do think the shelf life does go into it. So I think that's a very, very smart answer.
Oh, I mean, yeah, you know, I, in my head, I'm just like, oh, like all of them are just, I don't want to say cheap to me, but all of the treats in the store are just relatively cheap. So like that just kind of goes without saying.
Right.
But yeah, you're right. Pricing to keep it very like low cost. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with providing a cost efficient product for customers, mm-hmm. because like you said, not everyone is able to, you know, afford the most expensive brand of treats. It's just, and even though, there are some treats that I have seen with some, you know, relatively good ingredients for a cheaper price.
Right.
But there are still, you know, extra additives in there that, you know, we don't use as a company.
Yeah, of course. And like we said earlier, you were a vet technician. And so, you know, what pets need to thrive diet wise, treat wise. What are common health issues that can stem from poor diet or, you know, constant use of more processed treats?
So I would say, like, and I tell people this all the time, pets are just like humans. They have a lot of the same, you know, diseases and ailments and things like that. So one being obesity. And of course, you know, obesity leads to diabetes. Mm-hmm. You can have heart disease, liver failure, even when it comes to teeth, you know, periodontist, like periodontal disease. So all of these things can have an effect on, you know, your pet. And a lot of people don't recognize that even though, yes, they are pets, their, you know, their diet still needs to be healthy, nutritious in some way, just like we as humans, because if we just continuously eat, you know, very greasy or fatty foods, or there's no, you know, added greens, or there's nothing that's really nutritious in our diet, we right. can have clogged arteries that can, you know, lead to a heart. It's the same with pets, even cancer, unfortunately. So people have to be very, very mindful of what their pets are eating. And I tell people all the time, people are like, oh, well, what should I feed my pet? I say, honestly, you know, it just kind of just do your research. Always, if you have a vet, consult with your vet and pretty much go from there, but just, you know, be mindful of what you're feeding them.
Of course. And that makes a lot of sense. And so do you see food allergies a lot as your time as a vet tech?
I would see a few, some being gluten. It's more of a lot of people don't realize it's that some pets have a gluten sensitivity. Mm-hmm. So when people come in and they bring their pets in and they're like, oh, like my dog has been, you know, itching and scratching and biting at their paws. Sometimes it's a food allergy. Sometimes it's seasonal. Sometimes it's just breed prone. Like pit bulls, mm-hmm. for example, they have what's called skin dermatitis. So a lot of times, you know, pitties like to bite in between their toes and things like that. But that's just something that has been bred, unfortunately, into the line of pit bulls. Mm-hmm. But yes, I used to see some food allergies more so, I would say seasonal or just, you know, breed prone, but there were some food allergies. Yes.
Yeah. And I know, like you said, my dog has a, grain allergy. So, if he eats anything with grain, he'll do the thing where he bites and licks his paws till they get mm-hmm. raw. He gets those nasty hot spots, which are not fun to deal with. So yeah, it's not fun for them, nor is it fun for you.
No, it's not, you know, because it's like, you have to shave the spot, you have to apply, you know, silver sulfidizing cream. It's a whole process, you know, maybe your dog has to wear a cone. And if your pets are anything like mine, they don't want to wear it. Not at all. It's like, what is this thing on my head? You know, get this off. But yes, you know, gluten sensitivity, grain sensitivity, skin dermatitis, seasonal allergies, all of these things exist just like they do for us as humans, right?
Right. And that makes sense. And of course, you know, if you're dealing with something like this, having good treats or good food is much better and much cheaper than, you know, having to pay for those vet bills for a sick animal.
Yes.
So we do have to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with Treasure Crocker from Pawstries.
We all know that a dog is man's best friend, but why stop there? We think that all pets make our lives a little easier, whether it's a cat, gecko, or even a horse. We want to learn what makes your pet so special to you. Maybe they have an eccentric personality, or even give good cuddles. Whatever it is, we want to hear about it. After all, our pets deserve a moment in the spotlight. Why not share an interesting story about your pet with our host, pet coach Janelle Young? No matter how big or small, we'd love to hear from you on the Pet Owner Diary Show. We're looking for the next pet celebrity, superstar, or that unique animal story for TV and radio. If you believe your pet has the it factor, then call our pet line at 407-906-5712 or email us at petownerdiary@gmail.com. The possibilities are endless. Maybe you and your pet will be our next featured weekly guest on TV or radio. Let's give our pets the attention they deserve.
Welcome back, pet family. We are here with Treasure Crocker, the founder and owner of Pawstries, all natural pet treats. And now that we've talked about some of the larger big box treats, I want to talk about your treats because, you know, I think they are absolutely amazing and, you know, your story behind them is great. So what are some ingredients that you use and how can they benefit our pets?
Gotcha. One of the main ones is being gluten-free flour. I'm just going to like name them off and then I'm just going to name like all of the benefits. We use gluten-free flour. We use bananas. We use unsweetened applesauce. We use honey. We use super seeds, which include chai, flax, and hemp. We use peanut butter, we use pumpkin, we use brown rice, we use peas, we use venison, we use bison. And those are just for the dog treats. We also have cat treats as well because we love, you know, our feline friends. And for the cat treats, you know, we use chicken, salmon, and tuna in those treats as well. It's a little cat, you know, can't have that in there. But pretty much just overall, what encompasses like the benefits is just, it's nutrition. It's giving your pets vitamin A, vitamin C, you know, copper, like B1, B6, vitamin A, vitamin B12, potassium. It's giving your pet, how can I say this? I always describe the treats as healthy and nutritious, but delicious as well. So it's like you're getting like all of these, like, how can I explain this?
I would say it's a very wholesome, you know, type of, or a wholesome group of ingredients that you can trust.
Yes, exactly. See, there we go. Look at us bouncing off of each other. Yes. But just in everything. And when I say everything is all natural, everything is completely 100% all natural. There are no added preservatives. There are no colors, no fillers, nothing. And we even, we dehydrate the treats so they're able to last a little bit longer. So I like to say that they're crisp and crunchy. And they have a shelf life for up to 90 days, even though they do not, you know, last that long in people's homes, thankfully.
Right.
but yes, everything is just, your pet can enjoy a healthy, delicious treat. and you as a pet owner can know that you are buying something that's going to add to your pet's diet as very nutritious.
Right. And guys, if you want to go check out the website, it is Pawstries, like pastries, but it is PAWSTRIES.com. You guys can go check out the products there, read Treasure's story, and all that good stuff. I want to get into the business because I think what you have built is amazing. What really made you finally say, yeah, I'm gonna make these homemade treats into a business?
Well, I think it was just the overwhelming just request of people asking me to make their dogs treats as well. And I was like, you know, I'm doing this because I love you all. I can start being compensated for this. You know, like, I don't mind making treats off the love, but if you guys are going to keep, you know, requesting that I make your dog's treats, turn this into a business.
Right.
But no, it was really just the overwhelming, you know, want in me to provide, you know, pets with more healthier snack options, like aside from my friends and family's pets, but just pets around, you know, the world can be able to enjoy these.
Amazing. Yeah. Like I said, I love your story. Not only is Pawstries a woman-owned business, it is a Black-owned business. And I mean, you're probably older than me because I'm like literally a baby. But you're pretty young to be a founder of a big whole company. Do you have any issues with people in the business industry kind of underestimating you or who are not the nicest because of who you are?
You know, there are, you know, I think it comes with the business, but yes. Mm-hmm. And how old are you? If I may ask.
Not to out myself, but I'm only 21.
Oh, you are?
I'm a baby. I know.
It's okay. Meanwhile, I'm pushing 30. That's all right though. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. I know. There's nothing wrong with that at all. But yes, I think because in this space of, you know, the pet treat industry, pet care industry, mm-hmm. just the pet industry in general, there are not a lot of Black people. There are not mm-hmm. a lot of people of color. So whenever I do events, whenever I have to go to conferences and things like this, people of other races seeing me, it's kind of like I almost have to validate why I'm here. Mm-hmm. So I've developed kind of a spiel whenever I'm describing my business so that I can already answer the questions as to why, you know, to the next person, you know, I should be validated for you, you know? So it's like, I didn't just wake up one day and just decide to just do this, right? Like no, mm-hmm. I have a background. I have an education in doing these things. And not that there's anything wrong with someone who did just decide to wake up one morning and do it. But I think it's a little different depending on who you are.
Yeah.
But people seeing me and then they're like, oh, well, like, how did you get your start and why are you here? And like, wow, this is just so different, you know, for I've never seen this. And it's just kind of like, no, you have seen it. Maybe not from a person of skin color that you're looking at, but no, you've seen it before.
Right.
You know? So I won't really say that I've received maybe a lot of,
Backlash.
Yeah, maybe not a lot of backlash, but just a lot of like, like, why are you here? Like, just a lot of like
you
curiosity.
You have to prove yourself. Pondering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, you know, unfortunate that is the case. This isn't a political podcast or anything like that, you know, obviously, but you know, that it is the case. I'm so confident. Oh, what?
We want to, I mean, you know, even though this is a pet podcast, we love the people who are behind caring for our pets, making things for our pets, and hearing their stories, no matter if they are good or bad or difficult, I think is extremely important. Because, you know, we don't get to see a lot of the people behind our pet products and things like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, well, hey, if they're bad, I don't really know if I really want, you know, my treats to be, you know, my pets to be enjoying the treats or the service, but no, I get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. But yes, but I do believe that I have developed a sort of a different level of confidence in a way of which it's like, I don't really have to prove myself to you because I deserve to be here. I deserve to be in this room. I deserve to be in this space. And I am making, you know, headway for other, you know, people like me. So, I love what I do. I love being able to, you know, provide pet treats and still be able to, you know, be around animals because I actually, I haven't practiced in 2 years. So this is really like another way for me to still be able to be immersed in the pet world.
Gotcha. I can hear the boys in the back.
There they go again. Yep.
Hey boys.
Taste us, hi.
So we have something in common. You're from Detroit. And I was actually born in London, Ontario, which is 2 hours outside of Detroit. Okay. So I've been there. I actually love Detroit. But you know, some people have some preconceptions about it. What's it like living there for you? Like tell people what it's actually like. 'Cause I think people don't understand that Detroit is actually a very nice city.
Yeah. And it's, you know, and it's funny because I'm a born and raised Detroiter, proud to say that. And I believe that, you know, maybe my opinion on this is a little biased, but I love my city. Mm-hmm. And I believe that although yes, there are a lot of perceptions, you know, that the media portrays as Detroit being you know, a city of violence and a city of mm-hmm. crime and, you know, all of these things. In reality, it's just kind of like, well, what city doesn't have crime, right? So exactly. I think it's really up to the person to use their own discernment. But if anyone ever has the opportunity to come here, I believe that Detroiters are some of the most like warm, mm-hmm. welcoming, inviting individuals. And, you know, we are a city that hustles. I travel a lot and I don't think that I've ever been anywhere else where you've met people like us. It's just kind of like, even if you're not from here, we're going to make you feel as though you're welcome to come back, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like from our historic neighborhoods, to our art, to our cars, to our food, to our culture, there's no place like Detroit. And I really think that if anyone ever has the opportunity to come and visit, you should. And that's not just Detroit. Right. I love Detroit, but it's like even Michigan as a whole, you know, we have a peninsula. It's just hiking, kayaking, trees. Mm-hmm.
It's pretty out there.
It's beautiful. Yes, it is. It is very beautiful. So it's like, yeah, come to the city, you know, get your food, see mm-hmm. all the things, maybe go up north, you know, see, we're right off the river. We have five mm-hmm. things. Come on now. You just mm-hmm. gotta, it's an adventure.
Yes, we do have to take a quick break, but we'll talk some more about Detroit when we come back with Treasure Crocker of Pastries.
At Nava Pets, we know how important your furry companions are. So, we want to help keep them happy and healthy. Our organic hemp products are specially formulated to enhance the well-being of your beloved pet. But don't worry, our hemp supplements don't contain any of the psychedelic stuff. So, your animal will receive all the health benefits and still be the pet you know and love. Your furry friend is sure to enjoy the organic pet hemp tincture, which infuses anti-inflammatory plant properties and omega fatty acids, providing for a more mobile and energetic pet while also assisting with any chronic pain or medical conditions your pet may be experiencing. Our hemp products also give a natural calming effect, perfect for the continuous barkers or those stressed out cats. We also offer a range of flavors, including bacon, peanut butter, and salmon. What's not to love? At NavaPets.com, you can spoil your pet with goodness. Treat your pet like they treat you.
Welcome back, pet family. We are here talking to Treasure Crocker of Pastries, all natural pet treats. That is Pastries, PAWSTRIES.com if you want to shop some of the products. So we were talking about Detroit because we both have that connection. We both love Detroit. But no matter how much we hold it dear to us, you know, we can admit that it has some issues with underserviced people. And I think it's amazing that you uplift local businesses. So who do you work with?
Yes. So I actually partner with Detroit Hives. Going to give a quick shout out to them. They're actually our local honey company, and they provide the honey that goes into our trees. So the best thing that probably ever happened with our partnership is not only, you know, the exchange of honey, but as well as I'm learning so much about bees and everything that it entails with bees, something that I really never knew before. So it's also a learning experience and then a beneficial, you know, partnership between, you know, both of our companies.
Right. And bees are important. We need bees.
Yes.
Bees
are good. Yes. Yes. Yes, they are.
So what was your main goal when you started your company?
My main goal when I started Pawstries was to be able to provide pets, you know, not just dogs, but cats as well, mm-hmm. with healthier, you know, snack options, something that's, you know, all natural, something that's healthy, while also being able to provide, you know, education for our pet parents, not only as far as like nutrition, but as well as just being a better, you know, pet owner, pet parent. I'd always say that there's a difference between the two, mm-hmm. but regardless whether you're either one, just a better knowledge of how to take care of your pet so that they can have or live, you know, a longer, healthier life for as long as they're here.
Amazing. And yeah, so we know that starting a business can be a little tough. It can be a little scary sometimes. So what advice would you give to someone who, you know, they want to start up a business, they have this great product, but they're a little scared to enter such a competitive world, I guess we could say?
Mm-hmm. My advice, I think my top advice that I always give people, no matter like who you are, is to never be afraid to ask for help. Mm-hmm. I'm still, you know, I struggle with that from time to time, but I think I've gotten a lot better now. But never be afraid to ask for help. The road of entrepreneurship is not an easy one. Any entrepreneur will be able to tell you. And just being able to have, you know, other entrepreneurs or just someone in your corner who can kind of either maybe ease a load or help you in a way in which you maybe didn't even know that you needed help is a really large one. And also too, I know that it's very fearful if you have a product that you look and you see other people doing, or even if you don't have a product and you just want to introduce it to the world. Mm-hmm. If you go into a store, how many bread companies are in the store?
It's right.
It's all the same, right? So it's like, it doesn't matter, you know, that if you have a product that you see someone else or 10 or 20 other people have, or it doesn't matter if you have a product and you don't see anyone doing it. I just say always believe in yourself. Don't be fearful of, you know, what could happen, because it's like, you never know. If you take that leap, you may propel and excel in a way in which you never imagined. And that's something that actually happened for me. There never in a million years would I have thought that my business would be in such a position in which it is now. And we still have a lot more growing to do. I just think that, you know, asking for help, don't being fearful, believe in yourself, and have a good support system. I know that sometimes, you know, that's hard, especially if you're looking for, you know, your family to be your support system. Yes, mm-hmm. they are supposed to be our biggest, you know, cheerers, you know, cheerers and supporters. But sometimes it doesn't happen. Right. And that's okay. It's okay. But just there, you're not alone, right? There are so many people out here that do what you do or may like what you do, and you can connect with people. You can choose your family, right? You have your family that you're born in. And then you have your chosen family. And I believe that, you know, sometimes with your chosen family, that will really help you in areas in which you didn't know that you needed help.
Right. And so I want to get maybe like a little audio sneak peek of some future plans for you. Do you have anything planned?
Yeah, I do. I'll share just a little bit,
an exclusive sneak peek. Yes.
So as far as Pawstries, I'm always looking for a way to expand, mm-hmm. Kind of like our inventory in a way. Right. So I've had different ideas, and I've had a lot of inquiries about different treat flavors and things like that. So when we become a little bit bigger of a team, my goal is to be able to do a flavor of the month. Because a lot of people are just like, oh, well, like, do you have, I've been asked if we do liver treats, if we do, it was something else. I said, no, but hey, I will put a pin in that. I'll note it. And, you know, we'll see how it does. And also, you know, there's another business venture that I'm doing, but I can't tell you that right
all
now,
good.
But
all good.
You know,
we won't press you about it. Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Of course. it's my pleasure to be here. It's my pleasure for you guys to, you know, reach out and even recognize me and even, you know, just show me all of the support, even on your page and even just doing this. I really appreciate it.
Of course. So could you remind everyone where they can find you? Take this time to promote literally anything you want to.
Yes. So everyone can find us online at pawstries.com. That is pawstries.com. We are on Instagram and Twitter at pawstries with an underscore. You got to remember the underscore, but I will, if you see a dog and a cat in a paw print shape, that's us.
It's orange.
Yes, it's orange. On Facebook, you can find us at Pawstries Pet Treats. And I did start a YouTube last year. I don't upload to that anymore, but we do have a lot of informational videos if you guys would like to check that out. And our YouTube is Pawfluent. One word, Pawfluent. Yes. So those are where you can find us.
Amazing. Thank you so much again, Treasure, for being here. It is Pawstries All Natural Pet Treats. I hope everyone has had a great Women's Month, and thank you for spending your time with us today. I've been Tay Shoemaker, and we'll see you back here, same time, same place, next week.
Thank you for joining us on Pet Owner Diary. Make sure to visit our website, petownerdiary.com, where you can sign up for our newsletter, view show highlights, and download each episode via SoundCloud. Make sure to subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast app too, so you and your pet never miss an episode. Pet family, if you like what you hear, please share on your social media and tell a friend to tune in. On behalf of America's pet owner coach, Janelle Young, we wish you love, peace, and harmony with your pet. We'll catch you in the next episode.